Hello, and this is My Call for Change project. My Call for Change is toxic work environments. We all had a job at some point in our lives, and I'm sure we all had experienced a toxic workspace. Whether it's a corporate job position or a fast food restaurant position, there can be a toxic work environment in any job. A toxic workplace is a work setting that consists of poor training, lack of care, respect, understanding, and trust for their employees. Hi, we are here with
Ronisha.
Hello, Ronisha. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
doing good. Our first question for you today is, what is a toxic workplace to you?
To me, a toxic workplace is some place where you can't express yourself clearly. When you feel like there's an issue, or you don't feel comfortable working there, or you don't feel like you have the support you need.
Okay. Have you ever experienced poor training?
I have, and I feel like it leads you to making more mistakes, and also it makes you feel like you're in a place where you can't really ask for help, because you feel like if you reach out again, you might not get the proper training that you truly need. So it's not a good situation.
Okay, thank you for their thoughts. To me, in a toxic workplace is when higher positions don't listen to their employees and their needs. Basically, lack of care. They put things first before the employees. There's excessive work put on all the employees or one. And sometimes management does not do their own duties and responsibilities. There's no help when you need it, and there's no good communication on what to do or how to do it. It's a setting where workers can feel stressed, worried, overworked, unsafe, sad, etc. Hello, and we're back here with
Ronisha.
Okay, our third question for you today is, how do you feel in a toxic workplace?
I feel like you can't function properly, and like you feel like you have no one that you can talk to or turn to get the resources that you need. And you also feel as though you're not being properly taken care of while you're on the clock. And that's not good for anyone.
Right. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
From my experience and others, I feel that toxic work environments are probably at an all-time high right now. This can be the cause of shortage of workers, high demand for employees and staffs, and people not wanting to come back to work but start their own businesses. It's time to make a call for change. If we can improve our work environments, then there will be more people who would want to work. There are many things we can do to prevent or improve toxic work environments. Like speaking up in toxic situations and making your voice heard. If we spoke up more about things that make you feel uncomfortable, stressed, or unsafe, then more people will speak up as well. And workplaces won't have no other choice but to better their work environments and staff. Another way we can prevent a toxic work environment is to have better training. Poor training can lead to lack of knowledge and understanding on what to do and how to carry out a task, and that leads to chaos and confusion. Poor training can also lead to bad customer service, because employees were not trained properly on how to build a good relationship with their customers by greeting them, being professional, and having respect for them. A final way we can prevent a toxic workplace is to avoid having favoritism in a workplace. This can lead to people getting hurt and maybe even you getting hurt. By having favoritism, people can feel left out, unheard, or unseen. Having favoritism can also come back to you. Because if a person really favored a person, and that person they favored just was using it for something or talking behind their back, basically was not fully there for them, like how they were for them, this can lead to people feeling betrayed and sad, and also cause hatred, awkwardness, fighting, etc. And we're here with
Ronisha
again. And also, okay, this is our last questions for today. What are some ways businesses can prevent a toxic work environment?
I feel that businesses can prevent toxic work environments by making sure they're utilizing proper communication, laying ground rules from the beginning, and making sure that everyone is following those ground rules equally, and that no one's being shown favoritism versus the other when it comes to those ground rules, that everyone's being chastised the same way and everyone's being communicated to the same way. Also making sure that policies and procedures are there and set in place from the beginning, and also making sure that everyone's following those policy and procedures from the beginning, so that there way there's like no discrepancies.
Okay. What are some ways businesses can improve toxic work environment?
So if the business is already at a point of toxicity, then I feel like you can, from that point, you would have to sit with all of your coworkers and all of your or colleagues and make sure you're speaking with them. Try to communicate the issues that's what's being presented and try to figure out where the disconnect is coming from, where the toxicity is coming from, and try to make sure that you're just really trying to handle it before it gets even more worse, and also trying to see where everyone's standpoint is. Trying to understand where everyone's standpoint is shows the employee that you care and that you want to be there for them, and then it also makes them more receptive to what you're trying to ask of them.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
In conclusion, if we don't take a change now, then jobs will lose more employees and there will still be people going through trouble because of toxic work environments. We can prevent and change the toxic work environment by speaking up and putting more care into our businesses.